Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Ray Erb of Easy Check. And we were discussing his experience in the band, which I find really fascinating. I find the whole development in college and in high school, especially in the States, where you have the cheerleaders, that incredible amount of time that they spend, and you have the band, and you have the people who give the support to the football team, the logistics support, their business managers, they're incredible what they do. You just have so many things happening at the same time, you know, just for the football, the fall. It's incredible what they achieve in the States. And then, as you say, there are lessons that you learn for life.
For life.
That are incredible. I'm as you know, I'm with the United Nations and giving the Model UN to the public schools. And the person who's our executive director, he's been on my program, Ricardo Arzuaga. Ricardo went to Bentley and was studying, you know, initially business, but then got into liberal arts. And he got into the Model UN program. And at Bentley, that was like your band. Mm-hmm. I mean, he, because of being a member of the Model UN team for Bentley, you know, he went to Egypt, he went to Washington, D.C., he went to New York, he went to, I think, four or five, you know, world places, an incredible experience. And again, you know, the discipline and the teamwork and the collegiality that all that carries, and then being disciplined as you were, they're tremendous experiences. Now, your interest, I know you're very interested in education. Mm-hmm. And of course, I said probably a youth and all, and in San Juan Rotary, you're with RILA, which helps a conference for the leadership development of
Rotary
youth
Leadership Awards.
And you've done that for 2 years now.
We're doing our second year now.
2 years, okay.
Yeah.
And tell us what that involves, and you're I know you're very enthusiastic about that program. Tell me what that program. Tell our listeners what that program involves.
Well, I'll give you a little background. First, I have two sons, and my sons were in Boy Scouts, and so by default, I ended up becoming a Boy Scout leader, and I was a Boy Scout leader for 12 years, and loved it. And eventually, my boys went away. They're both in college now. And so I decided to move out of Boy Scouts and move into something different. So I found Rotary, which is really a service organization, does a lot of community service, as you know. And when I started looking around, we came up with this activity called the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. Rotary has about 35 clubs around the island. And each club sponsors students to go to our RILA. So RILA's a youth leadership and training workshop that happens over the weekend. Usually it's 3 or 4 days. This year our workshop will be in February. We're hoping to join forces with the Boy Scouts and have it in Oaxaca, although we don't have all the details exactly yet, but that's what our RILA is going to be this year.
Last year it was where?
Last year we had the RILA in Humacao in Palmas del Mar, and it was fabulous. We had about 25 students, and it was wonderful.
This year you're going to have more or less that amount of students, or
this year
more?
We're hoping to bump it up to about 35 students, and we're having some of the RILA students from last year will return, and they'll be leaders in the activity, helping teach what they learned last year.
So, and this is a worldwide event, you know, through that Rotary has all over the world.
Right, RILA.
How does that differ or differentiate itself, the RILA Leadership Conference for the youth? How does it differentiate itself from other organizations that have leadership? How do you see
the difference? Great question. Yeah, for example, I went to get trained in Arizona, and what they do in Arizona is they bring in international students who are studying in Arizona, and the whole Arizona district sponsors these students to come and stay for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and then those students participate in the RILA, and they're integrated into teams. So they have 12 teams, and then they have 12 international students. So they have this great international flavor to their Rila. We had 2 international students last year. We're going to try to have 5 this year. And let me tell you, that's a logistics problem. That the hardest part is bringing these students in. And we're going to try to, maybe we'll have one from Brazil, one from Virgin Islands, one from New York, one from possibly Japan. We're already talking to these kind of Jamaica. So it's very exciting.
Okay, we had the headmaster of Robinson, and they have about 5 international students. They have the one from Korea, one from Japan, maybe.
Exactly, that's where we're hoping to get some of the students, and we do have a commitment from like I say, these other places.
Terrific.
So yeah, that's what we're working on.
And the financing of this conference, what do you charge the kids, anything, and is there a balance that you have to raise, and Rotary does the whole funding, or how's it done?
No student would be rejected because they couldn't afford it. We asked for about $40 from each student. It might be 50 this year. The total cost is about $300 per student. Most of what
this is room and lodging. I mean, lodging and board.
Lodging and board and all the materials we have to get. We pay for again. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We might extend it to Monday. So that's one of the biggest costs is just the food. But the food, the housing, the different paying for the speakers and paying for all the different things that we need to have, pencils, paper, all those kind of things. And most of it's paid for by the different Rotary clubs who each commit to sponsoring, one or two students. So it involves students from all around Puerto Rico because there's like I said, there's 35 clubs around Puerto Rico.
And San Juan Rotary's taken the lead in terms of organizing it, yet it has the participation and the assistance, both economic and as well as getting the students throughout the island, or the other Rotary clubs throughout the island of Puerto Rico.
The San Juan Club has a large core of the people who are working on it, but we do have members from other clubs around the island who work from Jauco and Manatee and Rio Piedras and other clubs.
That sounds like a tremendous program. You found that first experience was really worthwhile. You enjoyed it as the leader and of setting this all up.
Yeah, last year was much, much better than we ever expected. We weren't sure if we were going to even be able to pull it off, but it turned out much better than we ever expected. And the way that we know that is because we did the exit interviews. The exit interviews were done. Private students filled out a piece of paper. They didn't put their names on it, and they sent that to us, and they were very honest. And we had, obviously you have 1 or 2 negative comments, but the comments that we got were just wonderful to the extent that one student I remember wrote that this was the best activity of my life. And you really read these heartfelt responses from the students. We kept in contact with one student who came from New York. She told us that this changed her life. She went on to compete in some track competitions that she was motivated from because she came to our Rila. And she went on to compete at the state level in New York. So, yeah, it has a big impact.
Well, we'll get going on. We were talking, you got an education, so let's continue on that trek. We have to take a break now. I'm with Ray Erb of Easy Check Caribbean. We'll discuss your educational involvement when we come back.